Welcome, fans, to another edition of Equip, sponsored by Sports Authority. Today's episode, we're going to be talking to Rob Davis, head groundskeeper of the New York Giants, and we're going to be talking about what it takes to get these fields in pristine condition. What does a groundskeeper, head groundskeeper, do with the Giants?
My job here is to maintain the 5 practice fields for the New York Giants at a NFL professional caliber so that we can come out here and practice during the season and get good practices in and be able to prepare ourselves for week-to-week-to-week games.
What did it take to get these grass fields in the middle of a parking lot?
It's been a challenge, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you. This unique micro-environment we're in, all the heat created by the parking lots has been a challenge to me, especially during the summer months, to keep these fields in these conditions. What that entails is a lot more water, watering at certain times, and sort of basing my fertilizer off of this unique microclimate that we're in.
How hard is it to maintain the field during the regular season?
It's definitely difficult. The good news is we have the 3 natural grass fields here, and we generally use half of one of those fields for each practice. 3 practices a week, 6 halves, if you will, out here. It allows me to rotate the fields about every other week process, and that helps out the most with the wear. Coach wants to have the best footing he can possibly have for practice. If there's inclement weather or rain or something like that situation, we'll go out and meet with him about 2 hours before practice starts and get an idea of what the condition the field is in. At that point, coach will generally make a decision whether he wants to practice outside or go inside the field house.
Of course, we get snow, we get sleet, we get hail, we get everything during the off season. How much does that affect the field?
It affects it greatly. Anytime you cover the field with a snow cover, obviously there's no sunlight getting to it, and that sort of shuts down the field's growing. I mean, once you get that snow cover, sleet, cold, freezing temperatures, that shuts it all down. Now we have practice on top of that, there's no recovery time.
Now, Rob, tell me about your daily routine here at Timex.
What I like to do is get here in the morning and come out and give a visual inspection of the field. I'll generally walk all 3 fields and sort of look, get down on my hands and knees if I see an area that may be a problem, take a close look at it, see if there's any kind of pest problems, insect problems, fungus problems, stuff like that. If it's a practice day, I will then try and jump on my mower and give it a quick cut to get the nice even surface on top. At that point, it's usually just about time for practice setup to start. What I'm involved in is carrying a lot of the sleds, the goal posts out, stuff like that to set up for practice. There's also big Gatorade coolers that I'll help carry out, bring out on the field.
Just as fast as it goes, Rob?
There's that lever to your left is a throttle by the steering wheel.
Oh, right.
Push
here.
It forward.
Whoa. The slow stop.
The sharp stop. It's nice. That's like a toy. It's an expensive toy, but it's a toy. You talk about working here at the Meadowlands. You talk about all the difficulties for having a grass field here. I mean, weather, whatnot, but what kind of other aspects do you have for it?
One of the challenges we never really anticipated was the amount of wildlife in this area. There's skunks, there's groundhogs, there's Canada geese, there's seagulls. It's just amazing what kind of wildlife is in this area. One of the things we're trying is, and I'm sure you've seen them around, is I'll bring my own personal dogs in here and let them run around the field. And what supposedly happens is that they're a predatory type species and they leave their scent sort of on the field, and that helps to keep away some of these wildlife critters.
What got you into this whole business, this industry?
Really what it was the first time I ever watched Caddyshack. The groundskeeper, I'm sure you remember the movie, Carl
yes.
Spangler, played
yes.
by Bill Murray. As soon as I
Bushwood
saw that
Country Club.
That's correct, Bushwood Country Club. As soon as I saw that character, I said, that's what I want to be.
All right, Rob, coach is looking at us from the window. I think we have too much spare time on our hands.
Yeah, Joe, I better get back to work.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you again, and see you next time on Equipped.